Right now, though, it's time for the corner, and it's brought to...
Whoa! Oh, my God.
What the heck?
Is that a regonk force?
That is so regonk force. Gross.
That's what happens when you try to down some Diet Coke before you go on.
Please isolate that.
Oh, my gosh.
It says the sponsor is Nope. So Nope. Thank you, Nope.
Nope.
And here's Gordo.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Gosh, that is funny. All right. We are... Here at the end of the week, Cray Trey has filled in for Jer for 2 weeks now. Did you know that?
It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It seems like a month.
And I promised him he could do a story.
Now he's been asking, hey, can I do a story?
Yes, he's been champing at the bit to do a story. And we also have Killer in today for Fernando, and he's been
found out that
he found out Cray Trey was going to do a story, and he's like, well, why can't I do a story?
I never asked to read a story.
He was really jealous all day.
See?
It's been causing just bad chemistry.
Just bad chemistry.
just bad vibes in this control room.
Yes, there's a lot of control room tension right now. So there were a couple stories I was going to cover here in the corner, and I decided to turn them over to Cray Trey and the Killer. So we'll start off with the Killer himself, since he's the old hand at this, and we want to give Cray Trey a little bit more time to do his story. I sent Killer a story I was going to do about paraphrasing highly technical language. You know, a lot of times you run into problems like this when people write papers or whatnot, and they use highly technical language, and you want to convert it into something that the masses can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, Killer, go ahead and read... what I was going to.
I think this is the thing that you always click that you read that you never actually read at the bottom of a contract. The available evidence indicates that among the plethora of the substantive reasons for engagement and otherwise misappropriation of text and textual occurrences lies within an author's unfamiliarity with the concepts and or language with which he or she is working. The concomitant, is that right? Concomitant? Never seen that word. Ability to properly paraphrase assesses. Technical text depends in large part on the author's conceptual understanding of the ideas and cogitations. Ideas and cogitations being described and that author's mastery and command of the technical language involved. Accordingly, correct paraphrases are easy when the language is of the original material, allows us many options for substituting and transpositioning of words and phrases. Research shows that when asked to paraphrase, students as well as university professors are more likely to appropriate and therefore plagiarize text.
You can hear the sweat.
When the original material to be paraphrased, Trey...
Paraphrase.
So, is made up of technical language and is difficult to read than when the material is written in plain language and is easier to read. This is not funny. Obviously,
I don't think it is either.
No, this is helpful. Serious. It's very helpful.
So, obviously, inexperienced authors have the greatest difficulty paraphrasing the advanced technical text often found in the primary literature. In an effort to introduce them to primary sources of information in a given discipline, college students often required to write a research paper using only articles from scholarly journals. For those students who must complete this type of assignment...
So shaky.
Trey's sitting here practicing this. His thing is, I'm trying to read.
Trey,
you don't get to practice. You have to read it cold.
We're fighting.
It's like two third graders.
Where was I?
You don't get to do it.
For those students who must complete this type of assignment for the first time, and in particular for foreign students whose primary language is not English, writing a research paper can be a daunting task. This is because scholarly prose, one, can be very obtuse, two, adheres to unique stylistic conventions, and three, relies heavily on jargon that students have yet to master. Consequently, students need to create an acceptable academic product that is grammatically correct and demonstrates knowledge of the concepts discussed forces many of them to rely on those paraphrases of the original text. Unfortunately, such writing can result in the charge of plagiarism.
Yeah. Very good.
There you go, killer.
Nailed it.
Trey, you're not allowed to practice.
He was...
Don't practice word like assesses.
He was...
assesses.
No one has said assesses as assesses.
Assesses. I get nervous. I'm sorry.
You didn't sound nervous. You sounded confident. Your voice was unwavering. It didn't sound It didn't sound like when you get on a 10-speed and you have it in a high gear and you got twitch wheel or anything. It sounded nothing like that.
It's very nerve-wracking hearing you guys giggle in the background.
Nothing rickety about that.
I'm sorry, killer.
Well, thank you for reading that so I didn't have to.
You're welcome.
But wasn't that helpful?
It was.
About paraphrasing highly technical language?
I learned a lot.
Yeah. All right, now then, Cray Trey, I was going to do this story. I wanted to get up to date on some business news from India.
Sure. I know you're big on business news from India, Grego.
Oh, my gosh.
He's off to a good start.
He's already.
What did Norm's intern call you? Gerdo or Gordon?
He's stalling for time now. Okay, all go ahead. Where does this story come to us from?
It comes from Hotline New Delhi. Continuing his tirade against Raghu Rahim Rajan, BJP MB Submarinian Swami on Friday, said RBI government.
The original text that resulted. What?
He's reading.
Said RBI governor's policies have finished small industries and are anti-agricultural.
Go ahead, Jason. You're allowed to read while he's reading.
Yeah, because that's only fair. That's only fair.
I have made comments on the basis of Rajan's wrong.
Do it in the mic, though,
policies.
Killer.
He's not ringing into the mic.
Read into the mic, killer. It's okay.
He has finished a small and medium industries to help American multinational corporations
get behind
to come
him and
here
shout
and
it, killer.
Take over. Swami said on the silence of the event.
Therefore.
Okay. The banking policies are anti-agricultural, and I have...
Therefore, if the text is so difficult, it cannot be very difficult or near impossible to modify substantially without altering its meaning, then perhaps it would be best to leave it in the original author's
version
to a letter to the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, on Thursday. Swami asked him to sack Rajan, charging that his assistance on high interest rate had led to recession in the domestic small and medium industries, causing not only sharp decline in output, but also massive unemployment of semi-skilled labor. Recalling how the crisis in Japan and East Asia led to strong dominance of the U.S. in the region, Swami had said, this seems now also the modus operandi of Dr. Rajan and is strangulating the small and medium industries by unattainable high interest rates. Referring to Modi's interview to Wall Street journalist, Swami said, today's prime minister has also said that this media interest in Raghuram Rajan's appointment, following up on his barbs against Rajan, Swami had also alleged that former IMF chief economist
should
have known the inevitable consequence of rising and high interest rate and his policy was willful and thus anti-national on intent.
This is an introduction for my demo CD, part one. The CD is a mix of rap and Christian music.
Yes, they did it, Giorgio.
That's great, guys.
They did it well. They pulled it off.
So that's what it would sound like, the Cray Trey and Killer Show.
Yeah, now... Here's my proposal. Cray Trey, Killer Kellison, BBC News America co-anchors.
Hello.
Well, you don't have
to
fake an
accent. We've got the fish and chips crisis.
Shoot me.
What was that, Cray Trey?
We got a fish and chips crisis on BBC America.
He's from Liverpool now. All right, let's hear a little bit more. Try that story in a British accent.
Oh, God, what are you doing?
We got a fish and chips crisis in BBC America here. We got 3 hours of Sherlock playing.
He went Australian there. That's okay. It happened to me when I was trying to do a Canadian
voice. Do Irish accent, Cray Cray.
I can't do an Irish.
Well, just try it.
Oh, top of the morning to you. You got the potato famine, eh?
There's always good. Something wrong with food.
Can you do an African-American voice, Cray Cray?
Hello, my name is John. Yeah,
see?
There you go.
Yeah, I don't very know. Smart.
Okay.
Oh, have you ever heard Killer's black guy voice?
No, I never have.
Let's take a listen to it, Killer.
Hi, guys. I'm Don.
they both think all black guys are named Don.
John and Don.
Now, I can do Schmigel from Lord of the Rings.
Well, okay.
You want to hear this?
Shots yeah. Up.
Master Sturgeon from us. Master of the Hot House. Master Chick Sauce.
That's it.
What?
That's can I pretty go good. Home now? That's pretty good, Cray Cray.
I don't know what he sounds like, but that's an awesome voice.
That is an awesome voice. Now then, do that voice reading the news of India.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Let me get this back up. I don't know where this went. Okay.
Continuing a streak against the horizon, BJP MB submarine and swanning further south of the government's policies of a fast and smart.
Okay, that's about it. That's,
no,
that's
come on.
Easy.
Great trick.
I can't
keep
do
going.
It. We're
that
late.
Was really good.
Oh my God, we're late.
No, this,
I can't do
this
anymore.
Is what's impossible about Cray Cray. He jumps off the horse too quickly.
Yeah. He's afraid of getting bucked.
He won't just keep going straight forward.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes him a frustrating participant.
All right, Cray Cray and Killer. That was really good.
Sorry, guys.
Don't be sorry.
Killer, not every appearance on the air has to end with you apologizing. So, we love having you on. You're always welcome. So now turn off your mic.
All right, that's the corner.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Weekend.